bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. Welcome to Entertainment, which this week has a sports theme. We're going to be finding out about how noise from spectators at sports events affects players or competitors taking part in a sport.
It's been well known for many years that noise has a major effect on performance.
Sports psychologist Dr. Sandy Wilson says noise affects the performance of sportsmen and women. It affects their performance, means it influences how well they do or don't do when they're taking part in a sport, their performance. Listen to Sandy again and try to answer this question. How does noise affect our bodies?
It's been well known for many years that noise has a major effect on performance. Noise causes an increase in people's arousal level, so that when people do hear noise, their heart rate increases, they breathe more quickly, they sweat a bit more, and all these kind of things have an effect on performance.
Sandy says noise affects arousal levels. If your body becomes more aroused, it's ready for action. As Sandy said, your heart might beat faster to get the blood around your body faster. And you might breathe more quickly to get more oxygen in. This means your body is more prepared for the physical challenge of sport. So the sound of a noisy, cheering crowd can give sports people the extra energy to do well. But what about the noise spectators make when they're angry with their team because they aren't performing well? Angry spectators sometimes boo their team. To boo someone is to make a noise to show you don't like their performance.
You'll hear the boos behind my voice here because Graham Poole is just leaving the pitch. He wasn't popular with the Chelsea players at the weekend.
How does this affect players? Listen to Sandy to find out.
I think it makes them distracted and self-conscious and ultimately will have a negative effect on them. So I think it's counterproductive to boo your own team.
Did you get the answer? Sandy says it's counterproductive to boo your own team. Counterproductive. It achieves the opposite effect to what you want. It's counterproductive because players get distracted, which means they can't focus on what they're doing, and self-conscious, which means worried about what people think of them. All of this means they'll find it more difficult to perform well. Listen again.
I think it makes them distracted and self-conscious and ultimately will have a negative effect on them, so I think it's counterproductive to boo your own team.
Sandy says it's not just the players who are affected by the noise crowds make. As you listen to this next clip, you'll hear the word handball, which is an expression used when a footballer has touched the football with his or her hand when they weren't meant to. So let's listen to Sandy again. Now try to answer this question. Apart from the players, who else might be affected by crowd noise?
I think the noise that comes from a crowd can have a major effect on the referee. It's not just the players who are affected, but the referees are affected. And if you're a referee and you suddenly hear 40,000 people shout, handball, then it might not be a question of you're being intimidated by the crowd. It might be that that information can help you to make a decision on what's been happening.
Did you get the answer? Sandy says crowds can also influence referees, the people who make sure the rules of sport are being followed during a game. The referees.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Some sports are noisier than others. Gary Sussman is an announcer at New Jersey's basketball stadium. His job is to build up some excitement among the players and the fans. The fans, people who have come to support and encourage a particular team. He says basketball is the sport where players are most affected by the noise around them. Why is this? Listen to find out.
The crowd, the music, has the most effect because the players are closest to the fans, and it just seems that they just get that extra little pace, that extra speed, just that extra motivation from the crowd noise, and that's why home advantage is so big in basketball.
Gary says basketball players are really affected by the noise because they're so close to the fans. He says the noise gives players an extra bit of pace, which means speed. He says they get more motivation, they feel more encouraged to do well. Another expression you might have heard is home advantage. Home advantage. Let's break that down. To play a match at home means to play it in your own sports field or stadium instead of at your opponent's. When they say a team has a home advantage, we mean their chances of doing well are improved because they're playing in their own town. Let's play that clip again and listen out for those words. Pace, motivation, home advantage.
The players are closest to the fans, and it just seems that they just get that extra little pace, that extra speed, just that extra motivation from the crowd noise, and that's why home advantage is so big in basketball.
So if you're a fan of a particular sports team, make sure you go and encourage your team the next time they play. It seems your voice can make a difference.
It's a beautiful goal there by Melbourne.
BBC Learning English.com.